I'm Georgianne Toole. I am an associate professor at Shepherd University in the Department of Education.
But you are also a composer.
I am also a composer and have been a musician really most of my life.
And some of your compositions are going to be performed in Winchester?
They are. This is a chamber choir, Winchester Music Aviva, which is an auditioned choral group that's been in existence for almost 30 years in Winchester. And their October concert is made up all of my works. So it's very exciting. I've sung with the group for a lot of seasons, probably more than 20. So I have not only personal connections, but real profound respect for the musicians and their director.
What types of things will they be performing?
It's a lot of variety. The first pieces that I did for the group several years ago were arrangements. In fact, they were arrangements of Patsy Cline songs. And those particular ones are not on this concert, but it gives you an idea of the variety. So we go from arrangements of folk songs, arrangements of gospel tunes, and then some original compositions that are based on texts of Emily Dickinson, also a text by Saadi, who was a 12th century Persian mystic poet. So there's a lot of variety to it. There also is an excerpt from the Evensong that I wrote for the Potomac Singers a few years ago for their residency in York, England. So it's a mix of sacred and secular, a mix of new and old. I should also say there's a mixture of a cappella pieces. There are several with piano accompaniment and a couple of them with violin. And I also wrote one piece that's just violin and piano. I was lucky to have some time in Scotland this past summer, so I took some trips up into the lakes, the lochs. And over you hear everybody's interpretation of the origins of the Bonnie Body Banks of Loch Lomond. So that tune kind of was playing in my head for a while, and I thought, well, that might be kind of fun to play with that musically and without the voices. So that piece starts kind of coldly, with sort of big open chords in the keyboard, kind of a percussive sound with the violin moving in and out, and then it gradually warms up and moves into a good old-fashioned foot stomp and fiddle tune at the end. So I'm excited to hear that.
Now, will you be performing?
I will be in the audience. And that already feels strange to me.
What is it like to be sitting there watching a group perform something you created?
I think a lot of things go through my mind at once. The first thing is that you're always fairly self-critical. You know, why did I do that? Why didn't I make that a minor chord instead of major? Why did I give that note to the tenors? It should be in the alto. Sometimes those things occur to you when you hear it live, no matter how many times you've heard it in your head or heard it, you know, electronically from the composition software. You don't really get it until you hear a group do it live, and then it's kind of too late to do anything. But also I'm sure that when I've heard my works in the past, a profound sense of gratitude that people actually wanted to take this on and thought it was worth communicating to the audience. That's really an amazing thing.
What made you get into this whole music and composing and arranging? Have you done it a long time?
My first career, right after I graduated from Shepherd College, was as a public school music teacher. I was a middle school teacher. And it's a little better now, but in those days there was very little written for middle school choral groups. Middle school voices are tough. You know, there's a lot of change. There's a limited range for some kids, but also they need challenges and they need to learn to stretch. And it was frustrating to find anything that was quality, that would help them to do that, to learn to develop their voices, and also be interesting to them. Most of the music was either too young, written for children, and you can imagine what middle school students think of that, or it was geared towards a high school choir and just musically was beyond what they could do. And there wasn't a whole lot in the middle. So I started to write for them, and that just sort of became a habit. And with any group that I've had since then, whether it was a church choir, a community choir, a school choir, I've always found myself going, you know, here's this gap in the concert. I'd really like us to do a piece that has this list of characteristics, and I can't find it, so, well, I will write it and take it from there. That's how I ended up writing for Music Aviva, because the director, Ken Nofziger, knew that I was doing that and had been looking for, in that case, some Patsy Cline arrangements and didn't find any that he thought were just right for the group. And he thought, well, you know, I know the group pretty well. I've been on the singer's side of it. So that's where it kind of started. And from there has really grown quite a bit. So written for a lot of different groups, and now I'm to the point where I can sort of, I guess you'd say, write things on spec in the hopes that someone one day will do them. And that's a good thing. That's a good place to be.